following an overwhelming vote in Parliament, relationship education, including information on LGBT relationships, is to become compulsory in all schools in England. Both primary and secondary school pupils are covered by the new regulations, which will be introduced in 2020. Among the small number of MPs who voted against the new regulations were most of the 10 DUP MPs. Gregory Campbell, Nigel Dodds, Sir Geoffrey Donaldson, Paul Girvan, Gavin Robinson, Jim Shannon and Sammy Wilson. Paul Girvan, I meant to say. It comes against the backdrop of protests by Muslim parents in Birmingham who say their primary school children are too young to learn about same-sex relationships. One of the schools at the centre of the protests has suspended its teaching on LGBT relationships. Here in Northern Ireland, the curriculum gives advice on how schools should deliver relationships and sexuality education, but it's up to individual schools whether they teach about LGBT relationships at all. So, interesting that those MPs who voted against the new regulations, look at that, Gregory Campbell, Nigel Dodds, Sir Geoffrey Donaldson, Paul Girvan, Gavin Robinson, Jim Shannon and Sammy Wilson. John O'Doherty from the Rainbow Project with us this morning. I'm just noticing, and I don't know the answer to this, but I noticed that Ian Paisley isn't on that list. He, of course, is a DUP MP. It's just as interesting who isn't on that list as who is. Maybe he wasn't there that day. Maybe he was and he decided not to vote against it. I don't know, but we'll try to find out from him. John, what's your reaction to this story?
Well, certainly something that we would welcome, Stephen. It's important that all schools have a set curriculum when it comes to teaching RSE education, because there's important information there for children of all ages to be receiving. There's a lot of focus on the covering of same-sex relationships and same-sex couples, and that is an important aspect of it. But when we're talking about children and young people, there's important information they need to receive about consent, about contact with adults, that safeguards children and young people, and it needs to be built into our curriculum and it needs to be taught to every single young person right throughout their school experience.
I'm noticing here, John, as well as Ian Paisley, Emma Little-Pengelly isn't on that list of MPs who voted against. Again, we'll need to approach Emma and just get clarification around that.
Yeah, unfortunately, they're not in the list of people who voted yes, where I would like to see them be. I think they're important.
But they didn't vote no.
Yeah, and I think there are important conversations to be had with all political parties in Northern Ireland and how we address this issue, or indeed with Westminster, in ensuring that the same rights for pupils right across England are experienced here in Northern Ireland as well. This is about a right to information. This is about a right to see your family reflected. And we're seeing more and more same-sex parents having children, sending them to school and coming to us with concerns that their family isn't being reflected back to their children as being a family, being a real family, being an acceptable family and one that should be celebrated within our society. And it leads to those young people feeling that they're different. It leads to them feeling that their family isn't equal to other people's families, and those young people deserve to have their family recognised as equal.
Reverend David McElveen's retired minister from the Free Presbyterian Church. Morning to you, David. What do you make of this?
Well, to incorporate sexual education into a school curriculum, in my view, is something that has the potential to create emotional, psychological and physical problems for the student. But I think for the government to sanction the teaching of sexual education in all matters, in my opinion, is utterly reprehensible to five-year-old children. And most parents, they do send their children to school for academic purposes. Not to have someone who is emotionally detached from their child deal with matters that in many cases are governed by biblical principles and religious convictions within the home. And I think it's clear to emphasize that it is the natural instinct of the parent to protect their children from the moral confusion of this generation. So to be taught principles of morality in the home and then to have them challenged or even undermined in the school, in my view, is a recipe for national disaster. History proves that once the keystone of male and female identity is removed by the ideologies of liberalism, society begins to crumble. And I fear that we are in the midst of a crumbling society at this moment in time.
John?
I mean, that's absolutely catastrophizing this issue. The fact is that when children don't receive RFE education, they're more at risk of emotional and psychological harm than when they receive this type of information, particularly when you're talking about LGBT young people within secondary school. They deserve to have access to information that matters to them. They deserve to have their identity affirmed within school and to feel welcomed within school. And what we've seen in Northern Ireland and research carried out here is that more than half of LGBT young people don't feel safe within our schools. Almost two-thirds don't feel welcomed within our schools. Those are the issues that are causing emotional and psychological harm to our young people, not having access to age-appropriate information about relationships.
Yeah, well, age-appropriate is the thing. Like,
of course.
Is it appropriate to be teaching very young children about any type of relationships?
I think it is, and I think we already are, and I think it's important to note that the watchdog, when they investigated the No Outsiders program, which is the program in Birmingham, they identified that all the education, all the lessons were completely age-appropriate for the age they were being delivered to. So there's no suggestion from anyone that the information being provided isn't age-appropriate in any of the programs currently being delivered.
Here's Peter in Derry. Morning, Peter.
Good morning. How are you doing?
You're a teacher, Peter.
Well, I've been for 25 plus years. I mean, I'm concerned. I would agree with the last caller, but also disagree. For this reason, I feel it's much needed, these programs in schools. It's no longer, we realize it's not a binary society we live in. We realize there's so many issues out there need discussed. But my concern is this, that the cognitive processes of a child at the age of 5, 6, I don't really think it impacts them to understand it properly, what the issues are about. I mean, to try and discuss the wider things, they're moving out from a parent's situation. That parent's situation may be made of two men, two women, as well as could be a woman and a man. But it's a sense, I think, really, for them to appreciate it. We used to have the adage that the age of reason starts at the age of 8 years of age. And I think that's a fair enough point to start from. I really think it's about a 9, 10-year-old, P6, P7, would be suitable for discussion of those topics. So does the children come away with a proper understanding of them and their cognitive process and maturity, a bit more mature to understand it and to understand it within the context?
And have they got the capacity to understand at that age?
I don't think at 5 and 6 they do properly. I think it's confusing. I think, you know, to just leave the situation the way they've been brought up or whatever, and then discuss those at an older age where I think they have more mature. That's been my experience. I don't care what programs put. Look, the government has put out programs that have never fitted the bill. As we all know, the current curriculums, teachers have been complaining about them for decades. So if someone turns around and says, you know, it's age appropriate and all this here, that's questionable. And at the end of the day, whether or not in practice, it'll work out in the terms of the children's minds, whether they'll absorb it and understand it in the full context of what
okay.
it is.
All
I
right.
think it's best, you know.
Peter, thank you very much indeed. We're going to have to leave it there. John O'Doherty, Reverend McElveen, thank you very much.